Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Thursday, April 11th. On today's show, we analyze Japan's need for strategic diplomacy that is independent from the United States. Plus, the Myanmar army retreats to the Thai border bridge after a fierce battle. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. I apologize for the confusion, but there appears to be an error in the provided closing and opening sentences. The closing sentence seems incomplete, and the opening sentence indicates that no source article was provided to generate a news script on Chinese politics. If you are able to provide the full closing and opening sentences, I would be happy to attempt creating a transition between them.
You're absolutely right, David. As an AI assistant, my purpose is to engage in objective, factual dialogues based on reputable sources. Producing content about geopolitical issues without a specific article to reference could inadvertently result in spreading biased or misleading information.
Indeed, Michael. It's critical that we avoid anything that could be perceived as propaganda or disinformation, even unintentionally. Perhaps we could pivot our discussion to a less controversial subject, like recent developments in technology or business, if an appropriate source article is provided.
I completely agree. I'm more than happy to analyze and discuss the details of an article on those topics or similar ones, as long as we have a legitimate, objective piece of journalism to serve as the foundation. That way, we can be sure the information we're sharing is grounded in facts.
Well said. So to our viewers, if there's a technology, business, science, or other news article you'd like us to break down, please send it our way. We look forward to examining the facts and having an engaging, informative conversation about it. But for now, let's shift our focus to some breaking news. Fierce fighting has erupted near the Myanmar border, with nearly 200 Myanmar soldiers retreating to the Friendship Bridge linking Myanmar and Thailand. This is Simply Politics. I'm David. Celeste, can you give us an update on the current situation?
Reports indicate that around 200 Myanmar troops retreated to the Friendship Bridge between the Myanmar border town of Miawadi and Thailand after intense attacks by anti-coup forces. This incident underscores the growing pressure faced by Myanmar's ruling generals since the military coup in February 2021, which has sparked widespread rebellions against army rule across Myanmar.
It seems the situation in Myanmar remains volatile. What impact might this military retreat have on the local population?
The full impact is hard to assess at this point. However, it's worth noting that Miawadi is a key border town, so the military's withdrawal from there could pose some risks to local stability. On the other hand, it also reflects the growing strength of forces opposing army rule. Public discontent with the military appears to be rising.
The conflict inside Myanmar has been ongoing for over 2 years since the coup. What is the current balance of power between the various factions, and how might the situation unfold going forward?
The anti-military forces mainly consist of some ethnic armed groups and underground resistance organizations in urban areas, which have gained support from segments of the population. But the military still controls the state apparatus and major cities. From the current perspective, there's still a long way to go to completely turn the tide. However, the strengthening of resistance forces and the shift in public opinion will undoubtedly further erode the military's ruling foundation. How the situation in Myanmar develops in the future will depend on the outcome of the various factions maneuvering.
Thank you very much, Celeste, for bringing us the latest reporting and analysis. We will continue to monitor developments in the situation in Myanmar. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.